encuentro, te he buscado por barrancas, por veredas, por ríos y por mares, y por los diferentes lugares que me dicen, allá hay muertos. Me he sitiado por días en las playas, mirando fijamente hacia los mares, como esperando que surja un gran milagro, que los tumbos me traigan tu cadáver. Regreso traumada, taciturna, buscándote en las cabezas que cuelgan y que ruedan con lujo de barbarie por los enemigos del pueblo, pero hoy como ayer, hijo mío, son los hijos de otras madres. Te busco en el campo y las ciudades, levantando las piernas y los brazos de los cuerpos agarrados por los perros, como queriendo encontrar tus verdaderas señales, aquellos dos bellos lunares, pero hoy como ayer, hijo mío, son los hijos de otras madres. Terminé con la última alternativa, hijo de mi alma, buscándote en todititos los penales, donde salí con mi corazón fortalecido por el coraje, porque mi único delito es el de ser madre, y sin piedad me golpearon los guardias animales. Hoy ya dije no te busco, aunque tenga mi corazón hecho pedazos, le pediré a Dios tranquilidad para recibir como hijo verdadero esa cosa por lo que tú andas luchando y de lo que tanto me hablabas que era bella, que se llama libertad, libertad, libertad. Gracias.
We are looking for a beautiful song written for the Salvadorian people. This is a Venezuelan songwriter. He said, Sombrero Azul, the blue hat, we are looking for it. It was a kind of hymn for the Salvadorian during the war. What he's looking for, let me tell you something about what happened. People is asking me about the elections, what happened during the elections in El Salvador. Again, the fascists, the Arena Party, the fascists won the election very easily. But as you know, 100,000 people were killed by the government in El Salvador. So it's very hard for the opposition to win an election after the brutalities of the civil war. 100,000 Salvadorians were killed and 2 million were forced to leave. So that is one of the reasons why the fascists in El Salvador were able to win the election. Besides the whole campaign of terror that they ran against the Salvadorian people, again threatening to bring the death squads again, to make them come again, the death squads. So people is still terrorized in my country. So not only that, but also since the Salvadorians are the supporter of the government, we are sending to El Salvador more than $2 billion a year. $2 billion. We are basically paying everything for the government in El Salvador. So in a collusion with some North Americans foreigner, in a collusion with some foreigner officer from the United States who came to El Salvador, they also claim as a fact that if the opposition were going to win the election in El Salvador, the Salvadorians would be deported to El Salvador, which is a big lie, and also they threat to put